All right, how about a sheer drop up there? If you're up in the mountain, and there's it's just a sheer.
What do you call that? You were on a bluff, on a cliff, and it just dropped off all at once.
Okay. And a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Well, that would be over here. We don't have much freight. We have the boat docks where the boats dock and put up for the season there.
Mm-hmm. How about a
wharf in back in the on down on the Tennessee and Mississippi? They call them wharfs, I believe.
Okay, swell. Now, the place where water runs along, the river stream runs along, and suddenly there's a sharp drop in the water.
Well, they have that's a great pole in it, a pole in the river.
All right. Are there different kinds of, some have another name for something smaller than that, just where the water might run more swiftly?
Rapids, we might call them rapids on the Colorado River, and out there they have the rapids. We don't have any of those in our, not many in our big sense. We have the dams and we don't have the rapids anymore.
Are there any shoals around?
Shoals, not much. See, the dams have taken care of all those.
Uh-huh.
The creek has stayed, so you don't have many, not many of what you'd call shoals.
Okay. Something you drive on, right out here, when I drove my car up here, I was on before I turned up into your property here, I was driving along the...
It is driving along the highway or road, you used to call it road back before we've had the blacktop, we call it the blacktop.
Now, what other kinds of roads are there besides blacktop roads?
Well, there's plant mix roads, which is a harder blacktop, don't last too long. You put the plant mix down, and it lasts for a good many years. Then you put it down hot, and it seals it over so the water can't get in, more so than the blacktop. And then back in the olden times, we had the cement and gravel and sand, which lasts a lifetime, but it costs a lot more expensive.
All right. What is call that stuff they use in blacktop?
Asphalt.
And before they had asphalt, they just...
Oh, I don't know, you'd have to tell me.
Well, do you ever use it to call a tar road?
Tar, it's kind of like tar, smells kind of like tar. It'd be kind of compared to tar a little bit, but it wouldn't be tar, it'd be more of an asphalt or I don't know what the other word would be.
Well, what would you call a road that had no surfacing on it at all?
Well, that's the old dirt road there.
And if you had if it was a little road, let's say there was a little road back here that went from your house over to your son's house. What would you call a road like that?
Well, that's just a private drive, a private road.
All right. And to come from the, when I come off the road out here up to your house, what would you call that thing?
That's just a private drive, private road.
All right. And place you might have, place for walking rather than driving, say from the house to the barn or from the barn to the pasture?
Well, that's just a pathway. We'd say a pathway that it isn't just on the dirt road, on the dirt surface there, and just a pathway going to the hen house or to the barn.
All right. In town, when you're walking, you don't walk on the road, you walk on the
sidewalk or the pavement.
Sure. Now